Five letters were set aside, and the sixth opened and unfolded. He held it level with his nose, but almost at arm's length. It contained only six lines of writing, but they seemed to give Jonathan the greatest satisfaction. He tossed the letter gaily on the fire and took up the thin tenor of his song. 10 minutes later, when Caper brought in his tea, he was still singing, but he interrupted himself to say, "Mr. Nicholas Compline is definitely coming tomorrow. He may have the green visitor's room. Tell Mrs. Pouting, will you?"
"Yes, sir." "Excuse me, sir, but that makes 8 guests for the weekend."
"Yes, yes, 8. Jonathan ticked them off on his plump fingers. "Mrs. Compline, Mr. Nicholas and Mr. William Compline, Dr. Francis Hart, Madame Lees, Miss Wynne, Lady Hersey Amblington, and Mr. Mandrake, 8. Mr. Mandrake tonight, the rest for dinner tomorrow. We'll have the Heidsieck 28 tomorrow, Caper, and the Courvoisier."
"Very good, sir."
"I am particularly anxious about the dinner tomorrow, Caper. Much depends upon it. There must be a warmth, a feeling of festivity, of anticipation, of, I go so far, of positive luxury. Large fires in the bedrooms.